Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. 50 world leaders met recently for the World Holocaust Forum in Jerusalem. That's the headline. Winky Medad comes to the broadcast table to give us more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Well, Jimmy, we have several representative Jewish organizations outside the state of Israel, and one of them is led by actually a Russian Jew by the name of Cantor, and he had an idea, as sometimes in the past we have discussed. In Israel, of course, we have the Holocaust and Heroism Day, which is usually just after the Passover festival. But then the rest of the world, and in fact the United Nations, has declared the liberation of the main concentration death camp of Auschwitz as another Holocaust remembrance occasion. And that's most important, actually giving you a little bit of behind the scenes, for Russia, because it was Russia that liberated the Auschwitz camp on January 1945. And, of course, in Israel, there's a large Russian population. So all these things work together, and somehow this man pulled off with the help of the Yad Vashem Holocaust Institute here in Israel. And we had, as you said, almost 50 world leaders, from Putin, from Russia, Vice President Pence, Prince Charles, the first time a British royal personality has come on an official visit to Israel since 1948. And presidents and premiers. So it was something. This event actually came propitiously, I presume it was planned about a year ago or so, where there's been an upswing in anti-Semitic attacks all across Europe and including the United States. So maybe the hand of God moved in strange ways and brought all this together to highlight an ongoing problem. Too many people think they can still hate Jews and try to do us damage physically, verbally, or otherwise.
Winky Medad giving us the details on why 50 world leaders met in Jerusalem for the World Holocaust Forum. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. This gathering of 50 world leaders in Jerusalem shows the importance of a fight to stop anti-Semitism, which in the past resulted in the deaths of 6 million Jews during World War II. With anti-Semitism on the rise in recent days, it brings forth the reality that another Jewish Holocaust will take place. This next Holocaust will be worse than the first one during World War II. That's Zechariah chapter 13 and verse 8. Revelation chapter 12, verses 7 to 17, foretell of an angelic battle in heaven, which will result with evil angels being thrown to the earth to go forth and to kill Jews so that God cannot keep his promise to his chosen people, the Jewish people. These prophecies will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...